Big weekend in the NFL, obviously, with the conference championships both being played on Sunday. The Patriots are heavy favorites over the Jaguars. That's no big surprise to anybody. I am surprised somewhat by how much of a darling the Jaguars have become. And I don't know how much of it's based on an actual love for the Jaguars or their brash style or the dominance at times of their defense, or how much of it is simply that people are so desperate for somebody to put the Patriots down. And I have a feeling it's a little bit of that, to the point where I see people that wouldn't otherwise go out on a limb and make wacky predictions, making wacky predictions that the Jaguars are going to beat the Patriots. And I, frankly, I would love for that to happen. And it has nothing to do with the fact that I used to play for the Jaguars. It has everything to do with the fact that it just, it's an evil empire. I don't hate the Patriots, but I'm sick and bored of how dominant they've become. I like for them to show kinks in the armor and for people to realize that they are fallible, as they are. Like, it's not like they're in the Super Bowl every single year. It just seems like they are. I would love for that to happen. I don't see how it's going to happen.
I think it's a combination of both things. I am one of those people that thinks that the Jaguars are going to beat the Patriots. I thought they were going to beat the Steelers. I'll tell you why, but just to add to my irrational hate, nothing makes me happier than the thought of us going to Minnesota for Super Bowl week and having to see those arrogant members of the Boston media that for whatever reason think that they're the ones winning Super Bowls, having to go cover a Super Bowl where they have to watch the Jacksonville Jaguars that just beat their Patriots
face really the Vikings weird. Or Eagles. It's like last year walking around in Houston at Radio Row, you see all these guys from Boston, just, you know, typical radio dudes, don't look like any different than radio dudes around here, pasty skinned, kind of out of shape.
Walking like Deion Sanders.
Like Vince McMahon walking into the joint. They puff their chest on everything. It's the most annoying thing in the world, and they bow at the feet of Bill Belichick. If they overhear you, because we were close to those guys from WE, which one is it in Boston?
Sports Hub.
And if they hear the word Belichick Brady or anything, you could see them, like, their ears perk up.
It's like their
dad. Producers are looking around to hear what you're possibly saying about the God that is Belichick or the God that is Tom Brady.
I don't hate the Patriots. I actually appreciate the greatness. I think Mike Meltzer has an irrational hate for the Patriots. I don't hate them, but I do think the Jaguars are going to beat the Patriots. And I'll just give you a few reasons why, and I'll allow you to hike your leg on each one.
All right.
Number one.
I don't want to hike my leg on it, but I'll say where there might be a flaw in your reasoning.
Number one, Tom Coughlin. And I understand that Tom Coughlin was the head coach for the Giants when they beat the Patriots twice in Super Bowls. So I'm not saying that he has an advantage over the Patriots, but I do think that a lot of times football is, I don't want to make a portion mental, the half mental line, but I do think that when you have a guy in your building that has been a big part of things and has helped you get to where you've gotten, which is the AFC Championship, I think just the mental comfort of having a guy like Tom Coughlin there who has been there and done that, I think it does ease the burden for the Jaguars heading into Foxborough.
I don't know, though, if I'm trying to figure out how this translates to guys on the field, because it's not Coughlin that's up speaking to them every morning, and I know he's out at practice. We'll talk to an old teammate of mine, Tom McManus, who still covers the team in Jacksonville at 8:45, and we'll ask him about that aspect. I think that he can be a really good voice in Doug Marrone's ear when it comes to game planning, and he's a guy that knows how Belichick prepares and what his strategy is in big games. I actually think it's valid. I think there's something to it. The fact that these guys go back as far as they do, I think there is something to it that Coughlin's the guy that's managed to upend Belichick in the Super Bowl a couple times.
The number two reason that I think the Jaguars can beat the Patriots, this is generic as hell, but there is something to say for the nastiness this team has. And it's not just Jalen Ramsey grabbing a microphone and saying what he says, but you look at Calais Campbell up front, you look at Jalen Ramsey, you just look at the way that Leonard Fournette finishes runs.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's healthy. There is a nastiness element to this Jaguars team that I think translates well to pulling off an upset.
I think this is the thing, though. There's part of that that's true, and when you say nastiness, I'll break it down to actual strategic reasons. They play physical coverage. Their cover guys are very handsy, and they'll get penalized for it. We've seen how aggressive they are on DeAndre Hopkins, and they're willing to take those penalties. That's great in taking away a lot of the intermediate and deeper stuff. It's not necessarily all that great at taking away the shorter game. And we saw last week Tom Brady just diced them up, went back to kind of their old school thinking and more of what their offense traditionally has been these last few years, where they just dinked and dunked and surgically and methodically moved their way down the field. I think Jacksonville can fall prey to that with these guys. So I just the problem is all these things that are true about the Jaguars, they're still facing Tom Brady. And this is a team that gave up 44 points to the 49ers. They were fighting on the sidelines, gave up to this Tom Brady disciple Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't think you're going to see the best version of the Jaguars defense. They've been very hot and cold. When they've looked good, they've looked like the most dominant team. Like, they have the advanced stats on this are that when they play really well, teams that play as well as they do in their good games are like Super Bowl champion teams. The problem is that they'll have these other games where they just look horrendous and they fall completely off the cliff. Are they going to show up and be absolutely great 2 weeks in a row? Because they were okay versus Buffalo. It's hard to say exactly how good anybody was in that game. But then they were outstanding versus the Steelers, even though Ben Roethlisberger almost had 500 yards. I can't believe that they're going to be that outstanding for 2 weeks in a row.
The number three reason, the Patriots defense. I'm not sure how great the Patriots defense is, despite the obvious limitations of the Jaguars offense. Number four, Blake Bortles. I understand that he's not the quarterback that everybody would want to run their team, but when he goes to the podium, and this could just be me being an irrational podium critic again, he almost seems like just his carefree attitude is something that could benefit him and maybe make him not understand his limitations when he's facing a defense that even you can admit has some flaws in the Patriots.
You see, this is what happens when you're on a good team. Remember Eli Manning forever? It was like, well, he doesn't have any leadership ability, or he's too nonchalant. And then all of a sudden when they got good, it was, boy, he just doesn't even feel the pressure. This has been the complaint about Blake Bortles in Jacksonville for his first several years, was that I don't think this guy just gets it. Like, I don't think he understands that he's a huge disappointment. People would kind of wonder, in the private conversations I'd have with people, they just wondered if he flat out got it, if he really understood what it took to be in the NFL. I'm kind of buying what you're selling, though. When it comes to this point, where maybe now that they are on a good team, maybe it serves him well that he doesn't even realize what a hindrance he is. Like, he can have good games. We saw him do well in Pittsburgh. I think we undersell a little bit just how much those early turnovers helped him out, and that, look, they scored on short fields there early on, and the defense scored on the one interception. So I think I don't want to oversell what he can do, but if Fournette can get going, he's a good play action passer. Like, he actually does some good things, but it takes Fournette really just hammering it and creating some opportunities for Bortles. I can't fully 100% believe in Jacksonville's defense yet. There's no way I can 100% believe in Bortles.
Don't do that. There's two more reasons here. Number five, I think that the Jaguars have guys that can take away the Patriots' biggest weapon in Rob Gronkowski. We saw A.J. Boye last year with the Texans. They stuck him on Travis Kelce. He pretty much shut him down. Whether it's Boye or whether it's Jalen Ramsey, I think they have guys that could take Gronk out of the game. And I also think that if you did watch that Steelers game, the Steelers' touchdowns, especially their first three touchdowns, those were plays made. There were good throws by Ben Roethlisberger, but those were also catches made, two by Antonio Brown and one by Le'Veon Bell, by elite receiving efforts. I don't think the Patriots outside of Gronk have a guy that can make those kind of plays that it took to score on the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I will agree with you here, because that is the beauty of having two dominant cornerbacks. It's that you can use them in creative ways and not get tremendously hurt. Plus the scheme that the Jaguars run, where they run a whole bunch of cover three. I'm not going to sit here and say that it's you can just plug anybody in to replace Jalen Ramsey or AJ Boye if they're on Gronkowski, but it is simpler than in some schemes, and I think they're really good at it. So I'll concede your point there. I think that if the Jaguars just flat out say, hey, we're not going to let Gronkowski beat us, I think they can accomplish that goal. And I think they can make it, they can make Gronkowski have a pretty low volume day. But the question then becomes, or what are you giving up to do it? Is somebody else, is some other young receiver going to shine because you've got a backup cornerback?
I think it would mean that if you put Boye on Gronk, then you would have to put Ramsey on Brandon Cooks, and we would just have to see how that goes. The final reason, and this is the main reason that I think this is going to happen. I could be making too much of this, Seth, but just the drama in New England, and I'm going to get into specifically why, but the Tom Brady's hand, he missed his media session yesterday. We've seen all the reports and all the drama, and most importantly, the distractions with assistant coaches. Josh McDaniels is going to be the coach in Indianapolis. Matt Patricia is going to Detroit, and their linebacker coach is also interviewing for a job. They could be the first team in NFL history to lose three assistants in the same offseason, and I understand that the guys are still there doing their job, but I just don't see how you can be on the cusp of getting your first head coaching job and have three assistants.
Okay, well, they won a Super Bowl in the year where they lost Romeo Crennel and Charlie Weiss.
They did do that.
I mean, nobody's had more practice doing this than anybody else. It's just like Alabama loses these guys that go on to be good head coaches, and they still churn it out. I think they've had so much practice at it that, just think about this, the distraction that comes with coaches interviewing during a playoff run, for a lot of teams, that's kind of a big deal. Here, it's just what they deal with every single year.
But three, it's
They're
never
in the
been
playoffs,
done.
But they've done it with Charlie Weiss and Romeo Crennel. Like, they did it with the offensive and the defensive coordinator. Now, special teams did play a big part in that particular Super Bowl. But I can't possibly for the life of me think that the Patriots are going to suffer unduly from that. Not to the point where the distraction of the Jaguars being in the playoffs at all far over supersedes any distraction that the Patriots have from guys going and taking jobs or interviewing or anything else.
I'm taking a day trip to Las Vegas on Sunday. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. I'm going to slam some money on the table and bet on the Jaguars straight up. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to just sit here and say this. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. I'm going to take the Jaguars money line.
You're a blameful, Landry.